Good morning. Today, the second reading especially is about grace. It's about grace. You know, and we need to spend some time on the reality of grace. So if you go with me to your Bibles in Romans, and Romans, of course, is the book of grace. He loves to talk about faith and grace. And we go to chapter 5. In your pew Bibles, it's page 1215. And verse 6, chapter 5, verse 6. For Christ, while we are still helpless, yet died at the appointed time for the ungodly. Indeed, only with difficulty does one die for a just person, though perhaps for a good person might find the courage to die. But God proves his love for us, that while we are still sinners, Christ died for us. You see, that's grace. It means that though we didn't deserve it, God went ahead and saved us. Though we didn't deserve it, we did nothing for it, we weren't good enough for it, we didn't fulfill all the commandments, we didn't sit there and say, hey God, I've been going to church every Sunday and listening to Father Larry. We didn't deserve it. Nothing. It's pure grace. And so the first thing that we got to do to respond to that pure grace is, first of all, we got to accept it, huh? We got to accept what he did for us. Now again, and that might sound simple, but it isn't simple, because most Catholics are still trying to work their way to heaven. They're still trying to be good enough to get there. You know, if I'm good enough, if I fulfill all the commandments, if I do everything right, then I will earn heaven. But like you hear, if you earn heaven, then it's not grace, it's works alone. Then you could earn it. And again, if you could earn heaven, then the cross is a waste of God's time. You and I cannot earn heaven. We'll never be good enough. We'll never do enough stuff. Never. Now, so that should give you some kind of hope, first of all. But you and I got to make that great act of humility. And that's what it takes, an act of humility that I can't, but you can. You know, if you ever read In the Grip of Grace, you know, it's a great book. I read it constantly, and I always start off every tech, the first meeting. You know, take six meetings we meet before we have an actual tech retreat. And the first thing I read, the first chapter of In the Book of Grace, In the Grip of Grace by Max Lucado. And in that book, he talks about the river and about the five sons, and you know, the one son was a good son, the other four sons weren't so good. You know, and so the father made one thing, don't go into the river. And of course, they held each other's hand and he said, well, let's just touch it. And it threw them all in. And they all go down, they went too far away, they couldn't get back. And one decides, he's had enough and he's a heathen, you know, and just going to be a pagan and do his own thing, da-da-da-da-da-da. The other son goes and he's going to be a judger, and he's going to judge everybody and talk about how that first brother is a heathen and God's going to get him real good. The third brother was a brother who's going to work his way to heaven. You know, I'm going to be good enough and I'm going to make God forgive me. I'm going to make my dad forgive me. But the last brother just waited. And finally the oldest brother comes, of course, the image of Christ. He says, I've come to take you home. Where are your brothers? And he says, Jesus goes to each of the people, and he says, they all reject him. And he says, because one decided to go into pleasure, one decided to judge, one decided to work, but nobody chose Father. Today is Father's Day. And in our hearts and our lives, we got to be sitting there knowing that the number one thing God wants from us is a relationship, that I surrender and I enter into a relationship. It isn't about going through the motions of being a good Catholic or being a good Christian or, you know, sitting there saying, I'm a good person. It's not about being a good person. It's about being in a relationship with Christ and knowing him and surrendering ourselves to him and giving everything we have to him. You know, and again, but then some people go the other way. Oh, Jesus has done everything for me, so I can do anything I want. And again, another great theologian, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, again, Protestant, Lutheran, but he sat there and he called this cheap grace. You know what cheap grace is? God did everything, I don't have to do anything. You know, so it's spitting on the cross of Jesus Christ. God died on the cross for me so I can go and cheat other people. God died on the cross for me so I can have sex outside of marriage. God died on the cross for me so I can get drunk any darn well time I feel like it because I've been saved. Well, then you spit on Jesus.
He said, Jesus, I don't care what you said. I don't care that you died for me. You do all this for me, and I don't give a damn. I'm only here to be saved. Cheap grace. Where are we? Have we fully surrendered our lives to the Lord Jesus? And if we have, do we live like we're in love with him? And again, none of us, I would hope, would ever go and spit on our mother's faces, would you? Would you? No, Father. Because you, not because it's wrong, not because there's a rule there that says, don't spit in your mother's face. You wouldn't do it because you love her. You have respect for her. And you know if you'd ever do anything to hurt her, it would kill you if you're any kind of son or daughter. Same with your father. And so it must be with us that the grace is to set us free, to prove that we've been saved by Christ. You can tell by the way we live. If you can't tell by the way we live, then I have not yet been saved by Christ. Because grace, though it is a free gift, it's only accepted when he becomes our Lord. Grace, the free gift, has to be accepted. And it's accepted by our lives when he becomes the Lord of our life. And Lord of my life means he is totally in charge of every part of my life. It's that simple. So what you and I got to do is sit there and think, okay, look at my life. Am I living the commandments of Christ? Am I doing what he commanded? And not playing games. Well, do I really know it's a sin? Well, some people say it's a sin and some people don't. You know in your heart by Almighty God what's right and what's wrong. You know it. Stop playing games. You know it. And if you know it, then what you and I got to start doing is living it by his power and surrendering it. So if I look at my life and the fruit of my life is not the life of holiness, then I got to look and think, have I fully surrendered to the Lordship of Jesus? Have I been saved by his grace? Because though he died for everybody as a free gift, the gift must be accepted. And the only way it's accepted is by us making him the Lord of every part of our life. So today, the gospel, all the word of God, challenges us to receive the gift of grace and to live it under his lordship every day of our lives. You got it? You get it? Good. May you know his love today and forever. Amen.